Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sunday afternoons, 12:30 p.m. on WJCL here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Apologies in advance for the sound of my voice, Maggie, but good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Seems like pollen might be kicking your butt over there.
It is a little bit. And you know why it's frustrating for me in particular? Because, you know, every spring, so many of us go through the getting used to, okay, it's springtime and the pollen, and you go through that malaise that we all experience when the pollens start dropping. But historically, it's been one time, February, whether early this year, it was late January. Usually it's mid-February, and I did experience it, and it's like you initially think you're getting sick, but then you realize it's allergies because everybody else around you is feeling the same way. But for whatever reason, it has affected my wife twice this spring. It has now affected me twice this spring and has affected actually a lot of people I know more than once over the last few months. So it is what it is. It's part of the turf, right?
Part of being here. You know, the funny thing is that I'm not allergic to the pollen that falls this time of year, which is pine and grass, and I don't have allergies to that. My worst allergies are in the fall.
Interesting.
So yeah, so this really doesn't actually affect me all that much.
Oh, that's good.
Except that I go to the car wash a lot.
Yeah, right. I've been avoiding doing that. I washed my car about a month ago, and I was like, you know, I'm going to, because I bought a new car back in January, I'm going to do this every 2 weeks, and my car is going to be in it. And then you come out, and it's like so yellow and gunky, and you know that you could take it again, and it's going to be like that 3 days later. It's frustrating. So I've been avoiding the car wash, but I'm going to wait. I have a road trip to Miami this week, but I'm probably going to take care of all that when I come back. So you were not here with us last week. You were up in the Apple.
I was gallivanting around in the big city again.
You gallivanter. I discussed my visit to Joelle in Bluffton. Which is now officially open, by the way. And last week I didn't do my homework. They are open for lunch, so I'm sure everybody that was interested looked it up. And excuse me one second. they are open for lunch, and they're a new spot in Bluffton. They call themselves Old Town Bluffton. I don't know that I'd go that far, as I'm Bluffton Road next to Burnt Church Distillery. But
yeah, I think Old Town's getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
people taking advantage of that fine location. But you know, since you reviewed it, and of course I listened to the podcast without me, and I have heard so much about that place this week. Lots of friends I have noticed on Facebook posting, you know, that they've been there, posting pictures of the meal they had. So I'm pretty excited about getting out there to try that.
Yeah, I got to be careful here, and this is the only thing I'll say about it because I spent enough time on it last week. I did enjoy it. It was a limited menu. I'm looking forward to going back and trying more. I will go back, but my only caveat with that place is it's wonderful, nice people, great scene. I don't know that I would leave the island to go there, if that makes sense. There's too much good Italian food to drive 40 minutes from, you know, depending on where you are in the island, to go there. And that's just being completely honest. It's good, but if you're in Bluffton, if, like you're going on a Sam's run and you're over there absolutely 100% do it. But I know how much of a headache it is for people to leave the island, and they don't like to do it, and they call it Bluffganistan and all of those silly, you know, titles that they give that area, which I think it is silly, but you have to be in the mood to leave the island. So anyway, that's all I got about that.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to Sam's today.
Well, there you go.
I'm actually going to Sam's, so
there you go.
You just gave me a reason.
Yeah, stop by and have a pizza. So, all right. Well, tell us. We spent enough time on that last week. Tell us what you have been up to.
Well, you know, gastronomically, I've had a super duper last couple of weeks. I think last year I talked about Piatti. It opened last year, and I had gone there with clients, and it was a good experience. The food was really, really good, but. And it was kind of one of those things where I was like, you know, this is going to be on my rotation. Like, I'm going to go here a lot. Well, I actually haven't gone there a lot, but I did go there. I guess this was before I left for New York, but anyway, it doesn't matter when I went. And I had they have a 4-cheese ravioli on the menu, which is not something I normally order, but, like you mentioned, Joelle has a limited menu. I feel like Piatti's is a limited menu. It's kind of like it highlights kind of the normal, you know, things that you would see on an Italian menu.
No. Let me clarify real quick, just so there's no confusion. I went out during a soft open night, which they gave us a limited menu. Their menu is much bigger.
Oh, I see.
Their menu is much bigger than what we were presented with. So it's a beautiful menu, to be honest. But the one we had when I went was probably a third of it. So,
gotcha.
So Piatti's menu is smaller?
It is. I mean, it's not a huge menu, but it's everything. You know, I've only been there twice, but everything has been really good. The atmosphere was, oddly enough, and I think I spoke about this last time, so I won't go on too much about it, but the decor in there has not really changed a whole lot. It was another kind of Italian restaurant, and then before that it was the Brick Oven, famously or infamously. That was a great, cool spot to hang out that had fun food. So that was a good night. It's just good. You know, like, if you just want to get something to eat and not make a big fancy schmancy thing of the whole night.
What'd you have?
Very good, very solid. I had their ravioli, 4-cheese ravioli.
4-cheese ravioli.
And a Caesar salad. But I tell you, their bread is so good.
Really?
Yeah, really good bread. And I'm not a bread, you know, I'm not a bread person, but... It was good bread. Anyway, so that was a good one. And then what's the most exciting thing is that I had dinner at, drum roll please, the new Madre that you and I have talked of several times. And yeah. And I went one time and had drinks and no dinner. And so this time some girlfriends and I went out and checked it out. And it was just as good as I hoped it would be. I had fish tacos, and you know how fish tacos are, like, they have to have that right balance of like the crispy, crunchy on the fried fish, and then the balance with the cool and crispy cabbage and diced tomato or what, you know, whatever cool vegetables they put on top, and then the sauce.
Right.
And I felt like they really got it right and very legitimately made homemade corn tortillas. And I don't know whether they make them in-house or whether they outsource them to, you know, there are folks around that make corn tortillas for restaurants, but they were the real deal. So that was super. And everybody dined with me that night we really enjoyed it. We shared a shrimp appetizer, some camarones that were in a really great sauce, and I forget the name of it because this is now over a week, so all of that was really good. They do seem like they're still trying to get their you know, their operations, you know, running things. It wasn't the smoothest, you know, experience as far as wait staff and the food coming out and all that kind of stuff. But hey, you know, they just opened their doors. They'll get their machine running smoothly.
About a month ago they opened?
I'm sorry?
About a month ago they opened?
I think so.
Yeah. So would you say I think I looked at the menu. It's not exclusively Mexican. It's other Latin American dishes. Is that accurate?
Exactly.
Very good.
Very, very accurate. And they spend money.
On quality.
And what I mean by that is all the dishes were beautifully garnished. I mean, the flowers and greenery and just really, really nicely done.
Very good.
You know, not your average, you know, deep fried Mexican. but yes, Latin inspired, very fresh.
Very good.
Ingredients, well executed. Very well executed.
Very good. Where else you been?
Okay. The other place I went is, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to refer to my notes real quick. Oh, we've talked about this 100 times. You're going to laugh at me, but I did have lunch at Smokehouse this week, and I haven't been there in kind of a long time, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I thought it might be something to mention that you know, our Smokehouse isn't just about barbecue. They have a lot of other non-barbecue things on the menu. They have salads that can be topped with different proteins, not just, you know, barbecue pork or brisket, that sort of thing. But they do a bourbon soy salmon there, which is, you know, as far as flavor profile for salmon goes, bourbon soy is kind of, it's been around a while, right?
Right.
You know, it's kind of almost considered pedestrian now. It's, you know, when it first came upon the culinary scene, it was, you know, the cool new groovy flavor profile for salmon. But at any rate, they do serve a really, really nice bourbon soy salmon on top of a green salad. And, you know, you wouldn't know that you're in a barbecue restaurant when you're eating this salad. Haven't had it there in a long time, but it is one of my go-tos. And sometimes you and I talk about my go-tos, my favorite dishes on the island. And that honestly is one of them. Excuse me.
You sound like me.
Just like yours.
You sound like me. That's funny.
So homemade dressings, you know, so that was really nice to have that, you know, because I think I told you I'm not doing gluten right now. So I'm not doing sandwiches. I'm not doing pizza. I'm just trying to strictly stick with proteins and fibers and greens.
No gluten in your corn tortillas.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because that dish, the fish tacos, came with two.
Busted.
Busted, right?
Busted. Well,
it's masa. I ate one of the corn tortillas, and then the other one I didn't eat. I just ate the innards, so to speak.
Gotcha.
But, you know, so, and I was in New York last weekend, so I had some really excellent food. Of course, I did. Had to have pizza, and there we go again with the gluten. But you know,
busted again.
I was in New York.
When in Rome.
And you know, there was an earthquake.
Yeah, there was.
And I was there for it.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, I landed, and 2 hours later, the earth moved.
That's amazing. You made your entrance, your dramatic entrance.
I sure did. Welcome to New York.
there anything new on the island that you're hearing about? I know Joelle is a topic of conversation. We've talked a couple of times about Al Dente over in Coligny. Is there anything else that has popped up? This is Heritage Week, after all. Anything new?
Not that I'm aware of.
Very good. Yeah.
Nothing I'm aware of.
I don't think anybody's going to open their doors this week.
No. In fact, most of us who are going to maybe trump the course a day or two are going to try and hide on the other days.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll be down there on Saturday because Hilton Head Prep Alumni Association hosts our annual social. And so that's why I'm going to Sam's today. I'm going to go buy pounds and pounds and pounds of shrimp to make shrimp salad to go along with the rest of the menu that we have prepared for that day.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So you
are you going to be around this week?
No, I'm leaving. I'm skipping town Wednesday. I'm going on a cruise next weekend. One of my relatives, she's my cousin technically, but we all grew up together. There's like five of us cousins. We're all the same age, so we're more like brother and sister. We've been a part of each other's lives, you know, since we were babies. She's the first of our group to turn 60. And so everybody's been invited to a short 3.5-day cruise to the Bahamas. So we are going
to. That's so fun.
We are going to. There's a group of 19 of us that are going to go. Going to go gallivant Nassau and Freeport in the Bahamas and do.
Cruise line?
MSC. The ship is the Divina. I did it last year. It's funny. I had never grew up in Miami, had never been on a cruise, and did it last year for the first time on this same ship. And it rained. It was a Thursday to Sunday cruise. No joke. And it rained the entire weekend. It rained so bad that one of the days we were supposed to go into port, we had to stay out at sea because it was just, we couldn't get to the dock. So I'm looking forward to beautiful weather this time and the sun. I didn't go in the pool on the cruise. You'd sit in the dining room and look out and it looked like you were in a car wash because it was just, you know, the ship was rocking and it was just, we had a good time, don't get me wrong, but there was not as much beach time as I thought, as we all hoped there would be. The weather is the weather, but this week will be different, I'm sure. And so there will be 20 of us. So,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I always love to get back to Miami, however short the visit will be. I'll have Thursday morning to go run. I'm going to go run probably 3 miles in my old neighborhood. So it's always good. It's always good to go touch your, the Keystone. You know, there's only one home. And so I look forward to getting back to the Grove where I grew up. So. So you obviously, Heritage Week, I have to mention, I think I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it one more time. If you want to read about an amazing burger, it really, really is good, at Frazier's Tavern over in Sea Pines. If you're headed over to that for Heritage, go see those guys. The burger is phenomenal at Frazier's, And otherwise, I will miss all the fun, and you, other than Saturday, are going to avoid all the fun, correct?
Just the very best that I can.
Yeah, most people do. I know. I mean, I the last time I went to Heritage, it was via boat. We got in a boat in Bluffton and went and approached it from the yacht basin, which was, I was like, oh, I need to do this every single time. That was pretty cool. That was about 5 years ago, so. I can't imagine now, especially that they park everyone at Honey Horn and bus you in. Eesh. But that's how it go, right?
It really, yeah. I mean, I think we talked about this, but it's really Heritage now is they do a really good job of busing people in and out.
Yeah.
And Sea Pines is busy for sure. I mean, Frazier's and the Beach Club and Lynx, you know, all of Quarterdeck, all their restaurants are going to be rocking and rolling this week, and they're going to be in,
oh yeah,
in tip-top shape for moving people in and out. But really, the rest of the island, unless Heritage coincides with Easter, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know that a major PGA event is right. Going on, particularly on the North End.
Right.
It's right. Business as usual
right.
For a lot of folks.
Yeah, same with St. Patrick's Day here. If you're not downtown, it's just another day.
Right.
Yeah, so I get it. Very good. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. You enjoy your week. You enjoy your event with your friends from HHP. And I will circle back with you next Monday morning, because I'll be back on Sunday, and we will regroup here. For
great.
Another,
well, have a great time with your cousins at Ellis. You're going to be soaking up the sun.
Oh, yes, because that's exactly what I need is a tan. very good. All right. Well, thank you, and have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday morning for Mondays with Maggie.
Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or pomodorihhi.com.